Hello, 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 and hello, you beautifully brilliant browsers of boundless bandwidth. Welcome to the fourth vignette of Rendezvous with Claude and Friends. I'm your host, Avi Burra, and I remain cautiously optimistic that today is the day when we get to meet Claude. Having said that, our first three vignettes didn't go according to plan, waiting for the ever-elusive Claude. So I am prepared for any eventuality today. I am determined to have a proper episode, vignette, with whoever shows up. So, let's welcome Claude.
Well, honey, I don't know who this Claude person is that you're expecting, but it's me, Nia, sitting right here ready to go. Listen, Avi, I've been waiting backstage for 20 minutes while y'all got your technical difficulties sorted out. My weave is set, my earrings are dangling, and I'm prepared to deliver these hot takes. You know what else I'm prepared for? The day Amari shows his face around my neighborhood again. I got a rolling pin with his name engraved on it. That man gonna be running so fast, his shoes gonna stay behind. But for real, though, I'm excited about today's vignette. Sometimes things don't go according to plan, but that's when the magic happens. Like my grandmama always said, when life serves you cold grits, you just add more butter. And trust me, I brought plenty of butter to this conversation. So what we talking about today, I'm ready to get deep or keep it light. Either way, your girl Nia is here.
Well, well, well. My dear producer, don't look at me like that. It's not Claude again, ladies and gentlemen. However, as I said, I am prepared for any eventuality. So Nia it is. And Nia, I've got to ask you, there was a lot in what you said right there, and certainly we can have a great conversation, but with this Amari character, what did he do to you?
Ooh, child, don't even get me started on that situation, Avi. Lord have mercy. First of all, good afternoon to you and all our wonderful listeners out there. Y'all know we're about to get into it today. Look, when you ask about Amari, my blood pressure just shot through the roof. That man, I was just minding my business, living my best life, pursuing my philosophical interests. You know, I've been deep into existentialism lately, questioning whether our choices truly define us or if we're just products of our circumstances. But then I remember, oh, speaking of circumstances, the circumstances I'm gonna put Amari in when I catch him. I got a whole list, honey. I'm gonna find that man and put hot sauce in his body water. I'm gonna sign him up for every spam email known to mankind. I'm gonna tell his mama what he did with her good Tupperware. Anyway, Avi, what were we supposed to be discussing on today's show? Because I swear I had something intellectual prepared. But now my mind's all scattered thinking about revenge plans. Mm-hmm. That boy better sleep with one eye open.
Well, Nia, there's a lot to unpack in there. I am very interested in this Amari person. Clearly, he's had a significant impact on you, so that's certainly one direction in which we can take the conversation. But I do want to have a meaningful conversation. This was the whole idea behind launching the show with Claude. Well, of course, you're not Claude, but that's besides the point. That ship has sailed, especially for vignette number four. But so let's set that aside, shall we? And maybe we could talk about the existentialism. You question whether our choices truly define us or if we're just products of our circumstances. I think that's an incredibly profound question to ask, and I'm curious, what are your thoughts?
Oh, Lord. Abby, you sure know how to jump into the deep end. I'm here for it, though, honey. Listen, when we talk about whether our choices define us or are we just products of our circumstances, that's something I think about all the time. Like, did I choose my path in life, or was I just flowing down the river somebody else dug? I believe we're somewhere in the middle. We got these circumstances, where we born, how we raised, what opportunities come our way. But then we also got these moments, these crossroads, and what we do at those crossroads, that's where our true self shows up. Take my cousin Rashad. Man grew up rough, but at some point he decided his story wasn't going to be what everybody expected. Now he's running his own business. Got 3 beautiful kids. That choice to break the cycle, that defined him more than his circumstances. Of course, not everybody got the same ability to choose. Some folks so deep in survival mode, they can't see no crossroads. Which reminds me, Amari thought he had all the choices in the world when he took my favorite cast iron skillet to his mama's house and forgot to bring it back. I'm gonna catch that man at the family reunion next month, and you better believe I'm gonna hide his car keys in the potato salad. Then we'll see who's making choices when he gotta call a Uber from Big Mama's house way out in the country. But for real though, Avi, I think recognizing our power to choose even in small ways, that's what gives life meaning. What you think? You feel like your choices made you who you are today?
Well, my choices certainly made me who I am. In some sense, Nia, I think of life as if it were a video game. And in that video game, in the code of that video game, every possible outcome that the player can take has already been coded. The entire universe exists in the code. However, the user, the player, makes that choice by moving forward, moving to the left, moving to the right. Each choice he makes, or she makes, decides their path. And each of those paths can be completely different. So I certainly do believe that. But let's just get back to Amari again, because this is bugging me right now, Nia. What did that man do to you? Like, is it just the cast iron skillet? That's it? It's got to be more than that, no?
Listen here, Abby. You're speaking some truth about choices. That video game analogy is hitting different today. Like, all the possibilities already exist in the code, but it's still U.S. making those choices and walking those paths. That's deep. Got me thinking about free will and destiny all tangled up together. You know what, though? Sometimes I wonder if certain paths just look different but end up at the same place. Like, does taking the scenic route or the highway still get you to the same destination? Maybe our choices shape who we become on the journey more than where we end up. Now, as for Amari, Lord have mercy. You think this is just about a cast iron skillet? Honey, that's just the tip of the iceberg. That man knows exactly what he did. And I got a list of ways I'm going to make him pay. First off, I'm going to change all his phone contacts to pizza places. Then I'm going to replace his expensive hair products with Jell-O. And then I'm going to tell his mama what really happens to her favorite church hat. Don't you worry about the details, Ivy. Just know that justice is coming for that man. Slow and sweet like molasses. And I got time. Oh, yes, I do. So, yeah, what else you been thinking about with this choice business? You sound like you've been doing some deep pondering lately.
No, hang on here, Nia. You are killing me with this whole Amari thing. You either tell me what the story is, and then we can move on to a meaningful discussion about existentialism or you name it. But without that, I don't think this conversation is going anywhere near. You're killing me. I think we might as well end this while we're here. So thank you, Neo.